Greetings, my brothers. I am Manka. My little talk at this time concerns my planet and your close neighbor, Messar, or as you call it, Mars. As I stand and survey the view from our platform here at KOR, Union Communications Center, I shall describe a few points of interest. To my left is a chain of high peaks known to your astronomers as the chain of mountains separating the Reggio sector from the area known as Utopia. KOR is located upon a high plateau in the North Reggio sector. Before me stretches the lower ranges and then the desert area. Your people have wondered about the reddish color of our planet. This is because of the presence of what you call iron oxides and strontium oxides in large quantities in our soil. Our planet was formed 1.5 billion years ago, as was your Earth. The formation of this solar system is much older than your scientists expect. We have had civilization existing for 2 million years. Crude at first, as is natural, but highly advanced at present. We have had 3 great civilizations in our history. Our present one is the most noteworthy. I might mention that our atmosphere is quite breathable, although slightly less dense than your own. It would require a 3-day conditioning on one of our craft in your atmosphere before we could pass amongst your people with comfort. Our life here is quite moderate. Our people only work about 4 hours each day. The balance of their time is spent most profitably in recreation, study, or leisure. In describing our architecture, the domed structure is most prominent, although in a few instances we resort to a more artistic form, as circular ramps and towers. Our industry is quite extensive, and we rank second only to Centaurus as a producer of spacecraft. We supply about 45% of all the craft of the Confederation in this sector. The manufacture of these craft is in most cases accomplished by thought-controlled automation industry under our planet's surface. The larger craft are conceived in space near the orbit of the planet you call Jupiter. The reason for this is the abundance of certain metals upon that planet, which we use in great quantity. None of our people work in factories or plants, such as we find to be the case on your planet. Only technicians are required to see that the prime functions are performed, which occupies only a small amount of their time. Our commerce consists of exchanging services for goods or products. There are no poor people on Massar, as each individual is endowed with a fixed amount of exchangeable credit for their lifespan. We have transcended all disease and illness on our own planet. Therefore, we do not need any medical profession, except in our craft, to analyze new forms encountered in our many expeditions to other planets. Transportation on our planet is by means of gravitron-controlled vehicles or matter transmittal. By this latter means, we are able to go anywhere on or below our surface instantly. Our government is comprised of a council selected from the people by means of examinations which consume 2 years of your time. Any citizen from our planet is allowed to take these tests. Each individual is graded according to their natural ability and classed accordingly. They perform work or services along with others in their own social level. This way, we have no misfits. No one is expected to perform more than their abilities permit. should they wish to reach a higher status. They merely re-enter the tests and proceed. This may be done at any time during their lives. We call our council. The Order of the White Cross. As each member bears that symbol as the highest rating attainable in our system. We find but one White Cross being out of every 200,000 of our population. Different colors represent the order's lower in educational and social status. These groups intermingle socially by not wearing their symbols. Therefore, there is no class social distinction. Occupations are entered into voluntarily and do not demand more than is expected from the individual's examination grades. Our children are taught in their homes, or if they prefer, in classrooms, by audio and visual means. Their lessons are presented once a week, and they have the remainder of this week in which to submit their answers. The grading is dependent upon the correct solutions and by what means the child arrived at these solutions. By this method, we discover children who exhibit outstanding abilities. It is not uncommon to find natural telepaths who do not need physical devices by which to communicate with one another. Other outstanding mental and, as you say, psychic abilities are also discovered by this means. Each child receives the instruction until they reach an age of 15 years. They are then permitted to enter the tests at once or to enter a specialized field of learning for a 5-year period and then undertake the tests. This education is donated by the council and is not dependent upon donations or taxation of the people. Rather, it is a public service rendered by the government. No charges or fees are required. There is no conceivable limit to an individual's education. They may progress as far as they desire. I might mention here that an individual's mortal lifespan can be extended to a period of 400 years by means of a revitalizing ray machine we have developed. Signs of an age equivalent to 50 years of your age occur only in the last years of their lives. They may then enter a disintegration chamber where their physical bodies are reduced to the base elements. There is no fear of death, as you call it, among our people. They are thoroughly aware of this transition process from material into etheric realms, and of a continued existence of their immortal being or spirit. However, I shall not digress into this further, as it will be presented in greater detail in a future talk, as will also our religious beliefs. Our arts and sciences are well advanced beyond your concepts at present. But I will mention that the music you hear in the background was presented to your people, from our people, by means of a device capable of impressing the minds of certain individuals who have existed on your surface in the past and also the present. Shall we say these individuals were inspired? The fundamental structure of this music was basically simplified for presentation to your people and composers. Is not nearly as dreadful a place as your astronomers are discovering. We really have several advantages over the people on Earth in various forms of physical conditions. The canals, as seen through your telescopes, are really canals. They form an intricate way of distributing water from our polar regions to other regions. I realize I have caused many questions to arise in your minds, and many topics concerning our life have not been mentioned. These shall be discussed in the near future. I would suggest that a period of waiting be endured for a brief while. The social and educational system might well be considered by your people it is not beyond your present capabilities to establish. It could be expressed as the method to be employed in what many of your people have referred to as the New Age. Shall we say that provoking thought is one of our most pleasant pastimes? There is much to learn, people of Earth, before your planet can regain its rightful place in this solar system. A reorganization of several of your basic concepts, socially and scientifically, will be necessary before much further progress will be attained. It is the Confederation's purpose to present the information necessary for your planet to bring this new age into being, to bring our thoughts forward at this time. We of the Confederation do not approve of any government existing on your surface. Neither of your present two world powers is much better than the other. The dawn of reason is shortly to come about. Our disapproval in this does not mean we wish to interfere. You may continue stumbling along, groping for the truth as long as you desire. Only when your people will lift their eyes from the ground and look into their evening skies and note the orderliness of the universe, and more important still, the creative consciousness behind it, then and only then will you conceive of what law and government consists of. Spiritual awareness is what is lacking. It has started with a few. Soon it will extend to groups, and then to masses, until finally a brotherhood of man, not nations, will exist on Earth. Our love for you, people of Earth, is much deeper than you think or realize. Perhaps it is necessary to be stern and to speak harshly. Force is the only thing which you appear able to conceive of. Would it not be much better to try love and peace, brotherhood of all men everywhere upon your surface? My friends, we of the Confederation, many, many planets, love your people, even though you do not even as yet dream of the magnitude of our existence. You have been told, people of Earth, by none other than our brother Hathan. Do come home. It might be well for you to think about this. We are your brothers. We intend to do only what the Creator has in mind for your planet. We work together. Let us see how you work together. Now I find I must leave. My harshness and abruptness is perhaps only necessary in order to impress upon you the seriousness of what you think is right. I am Manka. Adonai, my brothers.